Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from St. Jerome's Chapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is May 1st, 2006, the feast of St. Philip and St. James, Apostles. As with so many of the disciples, we know very little about the lives of Philip and James from the biblical accounts, and very little or nothing else from extra-biblical evidence, especially reliable accounts. But the information that we do have paints a rather compelling portrait of these two close followers of Jesus. James the Less appears in lists of the 12 and was probably present at the crucifixion. Philip is named in a few of the most important moments in Jesus' ministry, especially in John's Gospel. Indeed, Philip is the one who asks a key question at the Last Supper, one that results in Jesus making some of the most explicitly Christological statements in all the recorded Gospels. John records Philip saying, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus replies, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me?" Jesus continues speaking in response to Philip. "Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father." Philip, even in his own bumbling way, has prompted some of Jesus' most important teachings. Jesus is indeed the Christ, the promised Messiah, the Son of God. And the followers of Jesus, through faith, will gain the same power to defeat evil and death that Jesus himself will show at the resurrection. Indeed, we will have the power to do greater things, because we will have the power by faith to defeat evil and death while we still live, if we will only claim it. Sisters and brothers, today we recall two disciples who struggled with all they had to understand the teachings of Jesus, and who persevered in their fellowship with him. And in addition, they never retreated from asking a question, even if it showed them to be more eager than wise. I pray that you and I will have even a fraction of their love for Jesus and the fearlessness that he gave them. Let us pray. Almighty God, who gave to your apostles Philip and James grace and strength to bear witness to the truth, grant that we, being mindful of their victory of faith, may glorify in life and death the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at St. Jerome's Chapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Athanasius. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.